Now, this week, we've been talking about what a husband needs to know about his wife. Yesterday, we said you need to know your wife's dreams and aspirations. Sure, both husband and wife have to cut back or, you know, put some of their dreams and aspirations on the back burner. Because when you get married, it's a commitment, and you have to fulfill that commitment. So a husband may want to buy a fancy car, but he may not be able to do that because he's got to pay his school fees. He may want to take a job in a particular big position, but then he'll be very far away from his family, so he doesn't do that. Similarly, the wife makes a lot of adjustments and a lot of sacrifices, but it doesn't mean that you cannot pursue your dreams and your aspirations at all. And women generally tend to shelve more of their dreams and aspirations because they feel they need to be supporting their husband, they need to be playing a role with their children, and all of which is obviously not only correct, but meritorious from an Islamic perspective. But that doesn't mean that men should firstly not be aware of what the dreams and aspirations of their wives are. Even if it cannot be implemented immediately, but you must be aware that this is something that my wife would like to do. Secondly, you should have a conversation about this. There are some men who say, oh, but my wife doesn't really have dreams and aspirations. She's pretty content with life. Having dreams and aspirations doesn't mean you're not content with life. It means that you have certain dreams and aspirations, and dreams and aspirations don't go away. You can put it in the back burner of your heart, but it's going to bob up every now and then. Thirdly, you need to do what you can to facilitate making those dreams and aspirations a reality. That's what marriage is about. Women do it for their husbands. They support them in the pursuit of their career-related dreams and aspirations, business-related dreams and aspirations. So why shouldn't the husband do it for the wife? Of course, it needs to be within the parameters of the Sharia. That goes without saying. So that's what we discussed yesterday. And the content is up on the website in the featured section. Now, today we talk about effective communication. Effective communication is important both ways, husband and wife, right? But men and women communicate very differently. And this week we are addressing men. And I've already said, let's not make this the competition. When you address men, and the women say, or the men say, why don't you tell the women? When you address the women, they say, why don't you tell the men? When we address men, take from there what is beneficial to you and try and implement it. When we address women, take from there what is relevant and beneficial to you and try and implement it. Now, effective communication is part of the sunnah. And the Quran talks about tone. You see, tone. It's not only what you say, it's how you say it. What you say is important, but how you say it is equally important, if not more important. وَقَصِدْ فِي مَشْيِكَ وَغْضُدْ مِنْ سَوْتِكَ. The Quran says, be moderate in your pace and lower your voice. إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. Indeed, the most disagreeable of sounds is the voice of donkeys. Now, we need to be aware of our tone and the volume of our voices, especially when addressing women folk. They are sensitive. Allah has created them sensitive. Your tone can make or break your relationship. You know, in English they say, tell a person to go to hell, but tell it to him in a way that he looks forward to the ride. So at times you need to tell your wife something very serious, but how you tell her will soften the blow, will make it more penetrable, will make it more digestible, will make it more acceptable. And sometimes you may be telling her something very neutral, but your tone is wrong, and it just serves as a catalyst for a huge counter reaction. It puts your spouse off in simpler words, and it then makes you say, but what did I say? Why are you getting so worked up? And it's not what you said, it's how you said it. Our tone tells the truth even when our words don't. Sometimes they say you can say I love you in a way that actually makes a person angry. You're saying I love you, which are words of love, romance, but it's said in such a way that it provokes bitterness. And then you think, but I said I love you. Now why is it an issue? Why are you making it an issue? So be very careful about your tone. Understand, tone when addressing women in general, it's important for men in general when addressing their wives. And then each man needs to know what's the specific temperament of his wife, and then further adjust his tone. If your wife is reacting negatively, if she's not responding in the way that you expected her, or that you feel she needs to, or is reasonable to respond, then go back and pause and reflect on your tone. That am I not perhaps causing a negative reaction or a lack of reaction? Also understand that not all days and situations are the same. You know, one day if you communicate with a particular tone, it may be acceptable. On another day, it may be a bad day. The wife may be having certain frustrations, and their frustrations also are different from ours. Certain things that don't frustrate men frustrate women, and certain things that don't frustrate women frustrate men. So be careful about your tone. Be careful also about using of slang and making jokes. If your wife is upset because she tried a new recipe and it didn't work out, that's not the time to joke about it. Really. We may find it very, very funny. And, you know, we make a joke and you think that, you know, it'll make her laugh, but it'll only add to the injury. So at the right time, jokes and slang language can do wonders for the marriage. But at the wrong time, it can cause a lot of damage. So use slang words or jokes in a healthy way. It will bring the couple closer together. There's many more examples that we could give, but I think the bottom line is be careful how you communicate as a husband. You know, sometimes men feel that, it's my wife. She ought to know me by now. She must understand me. She knows. This is how I speak, and that is what I mean. What I mean is, whether she knows or not is not really the point. You need to do the appropriate thing, the right thing. Learn to manage your tone. Learn to regulate your tone. Learn to find the right tone of how to speak.